We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 56 degrees at 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. At today's Wichita City Council meeting, B&B Air Parts will request tax abatements as it looks at an $8 million expansion aiming to add 48 new jobs. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
They're a company that's just been growing like crazy, small company, but they're more than doubled in size in the last 5 years, and they now want to double again. They're going to physically build twice as much space that exists there today.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
Governor Laura Kelly is seeking a major presidential declaration for public assistance for 63 Kansas counties recovering from record rainfall and severe weather.
The declaration would cover damage from record rains and numerous tornadoes beginning April 28th through May. Public assistance program helps pay for restoration of public infrastructure and other damage caused by the severe weather. The request filed Monday follows one the governor sent in May seeking a federal disaster declaration that provides federal money for shelter management, water rescues, human services support, and other needs. For a complete list of the counties affected, check out the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Retired baseball star David Ortiz is recovering after being shot in the back in the Dominican Republic.
David Ortiz was hanging out with friends Sunday night at a bar in Santo Domingo when security camera footage shows a man get off a motorcycle, approach Ortiz, and shoot him in the back. ESPN is reporting that Ortiz suffered liver damage and doctors had to remove part of his intestine and colon as well as his gallbladder. According to Ortiz's father, Big Poppy is going to be okay. Ortiz played 14 years with the Boston Red Sox, helping them win the World Series three times in 2004, 7, and 2013. In that series, the most valuable player honor went to David Ortiz, Big Poppy. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy has been shot in the head and critically wounded as he waited in line at a fast food restaurant. The deputy was off duty and in civilian clothes when he was shot shortly before 6 p.m. at a Jack in the Box restaurant in Alhambra, an eastern Los Angeles suburb. Authorities are looking for a gunman who was seen driving away in an SUV.
A former National Football League star has been found guilty of rape by a California jury.
We, the jury, in the above entitled cause, find the defendant, Kellen Boswell Winslow II, guilty of the crime of rape by force or fear.
A San Diego County jury convicted former NFL tight end Kellen Winslow Jr. of rape by force against a victim identified only as Jane Doe number 2, one of four verdicts delivered on 12 counts against Winslow. The jury also convicting him of one count of indecent exposure and one count of lewd contact, while finding him not guilty of a second count of that charge. The judge instructing jurors to continue deliberations on the eight other counts against Winslow. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Google's boss is defending YouTube amid backlash over hate speech and fake news.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai says the company has more work to do when it comes to ridding YouTube of hate-filled content and misinformation, telling Axios on HBO.
We are working hard. It's a hard computer science problem. It's also a hard societal problem because we need better frameworks around what is hate speech, what's not, and how do we as a company make those decisions at scale and get it right without making mistakes?
YouTube pushing to remove conspiracy theory and offensive clips amid growing pressure from lawmakers. It recently updated policies to remove thousands of channels and videos promoting extremist ideologies, including white supremacy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another quiet and cool start to the day across south central Kansas, but we can expect a breezy, warm day. 73 at noontime, 78 for the high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms move in late tonight, Tarlo 59. Sunny, windy again tomorrow with Wednesday's high, 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Police in Lufkin, Texas, responded to a burglary in progress call, and when they arrived, they entered the house and yelled, "Police, let me see your hands." The suspect did not comply because it didn't have hands. It didn't have hands because the break-in was done by a deer, which busted through glass to get into the home late last week. Once police figured out that they were what they were up against, they used chairs to usher the doe out the door. The department has posted video of the encounter on Facebook, so everybody knows about the deer. The deer in the house. Alabama, we got a deer in the
it's
house.
It's our second deer in the house story this week.
We had three cows in the house the other day. We got deer. Everything's in the house except people, it looks like. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law legislation that would require certain sex offenders to be chemically castrated before their parole. The measure applies to sex offenders convicted of certain crimes involving children younger than 13. Chemical castration involves injection of a medication that blocks testosterone production. Under the measure, certain offenders must receive the medication before they are paroled from prison. A judge would decide when the medication could be stopped. Several states have authorized chemical castration, but it's unclear how often it's used. Apparently, they think that will slow down sex offenders.
I didn't realize several states had
Doesn't really give us the information of which states those are, but it says several states. Okay, we're just talking about Father's Day a few minutes ago. It's coming up this Sunday. And what do almost all dads want more than anything else for Father's Day? We're going to pose that question here on our poll here in a few minutes, but this is a different deal. It says, here's a clue. It costs nothing other than a few minutes of your time. The answer, a phone call. In a survey of dads, 47% said what they want most on dad's special day is just a call from their kids. How about that, Ted? Some dads are not going to be, some dads are not available at Father's Day. They're in other parts of the world. That's the way families are anymore, right? So, a phone call might be a very nice gesture.
Well, yeah, if you're not in the same town with Dad,
yeah,
that's the least you could do.
Yeah, probably the least. A study found that, I thought this was interesting, a study found that twice as many men as women doze off on company time. 26%.
Twice as many men as women?
Twice as many men. 26% of men and 13% of women catch some Z's during working hours. So even though we outnumber the women twice, it says here there's 13% of them are still doing it.
And just how does that work?
Well, I don't know. I guess you could close the door to your office and kind of turn to the side like this. See, and put your hand up on your face.
I guess do the old Don Draper. Yeah. Say, hold my calls, Peggy, and close the door.
Close the door.
Just take a nap.
I don't wish to be interrupted while I'm doing this research or whatever.
You can do it the way Steve does.
Must be nice.
Like this?
During my sports cast?
Yeah. Yeah. During sports, a good long spot break. I'll catch you up a little bit there. Yeah, I'm going to be awakened by a nightmare screaming my head off. All right. Father's Day coming up Sunday. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's check in with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities and get the commodities update. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Monday, the live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hog futures were all able to close positive with triple-digit gains. August live cattle did close up the $3 limit yesterday. The feeders came off their session highs more than the live cattle or the lean hogs did, and the lack of tariffs on Mexico was the main reason given for yesterday's higher futures trade. There was a real lack of any other news for our livestock markets yesterday. August live cattle closed up the $3 limit at $106.30. August feeder cattle up $2.57 at $139.82. And July hogs $2.85 higher, $86.20. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures Monday closed mostly positive after starting the session with mostly negative trading. Soybean futures had their lowest trade in 9 sessions yesterday, then bounced to trade and closed positive. Now, we saw yesterday that 83% of the corn has been planted now. That is still way behind what the average is, because the average has been passed to the point where it doesn't even reflect in the reports anymore. We also are looking at the emergence of our corn now at 62%. They put out the first rating for the corn crop. The good to excellent rating was 59%. The soybeans are 60% planted. The average is 93%. And we have 34% of the soybeans that have emerged. Winter wheat harvest is now 4% complete. The average on that is 10%. Texas is 27% harvested, Oklahoma 4%, and Kansas has not started yet. We're looking this morning at downside across the board in our grain complex. July KC wheat trading 9.25 cents lower at $4.43¾. July corn down 4¾ at $4.11. And July soybeans down 4¾ at $8.53¾. July crude oil trading 49 cents higher at $53.75. August gold $3.60 lower at $1,325.70. The June S&P 13.5 points higher at 29.02¾. June dollar index 4 cents higher at 96.75. And June Dow Jones futures up 120 points at 26,206. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So what kind of a trading week are we having? Erratic as usual, everything up and down, and nobody knows what's moving the market? What's going on right now?
Well, considering this is just the start of the second day, we haven't had a lot of time to see everything move. But I got a feeling, Steve, we're going to still see plenty of volatility in the market, as we've got a report coming out this afternoon at, this morning at 11 o'clock that will affect the grain markets. That could give us even more downside, or could bring this market back on the positive side. So I think it could be an interesting week.
So when you talk about the crops, and they're usually in the ground by now, or they're being harvested by now, we're running a little late. Is that necessarily a disaster, or is it just timing and then things will straighten out here in a week or two?
It's not necessarily a disaster, but it's not good. The thing about it is we've had a wet, cool start of the spring, so I put the plantings behind. Mm-hmm. Well, if we continue and see a cool fall start off and have an early frost, this crop won't have enough time to mature like it should, and that could cut into the yield. So there, it's not a disaster at the moment. It is, quite honestly, Steve, in some places it is. You've got some places that are still underwater, and they will not be able to plant their crops at all. Oh. But overall, there's still time for things to get better, but it's not going to be as great as what we had hoped for.
All right. Thank you, Don. Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities Now, 640, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, getting paid to borrow money.
Okay.
Don's going to tell us about it.
All right.
On the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.